Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children by Jim Burns AAPD is a practical Christian parenting guide focused on the often surprising challenges that arrive after children reach adulthood. Rather than treating age 18 as an endpoint, Burns argues that the parental role continues but must be redefined. The book addresses the emotional strain parents feel when adult children make decisions that worry them, pull away, move back home, or adopt values that differ from the family they were raised in. Its memorable framing urges parents to reduce uninvited input while increasing relational warmth and accessibility, aiming to preserve long-term connection. Drawing on Burns' experience as a parenting speaker and ministry leader, the book offers actionable guidance on communication, boundaries, and supportive involvement without control. It also speaks to faith questions, the desire to pass on spiritual values, and the realities of becoming grandparents. Overall, it is designed to help parents stay close, stay wise, and stay hopeful during a complex new season of family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining the parental role from manager to supportive presence. A central theme is that parenting does not stop when children become legal adults, but the methods that worked earlier can backfire later. Burns emphasizes accepting the adult child as an independent person who owns their decisions, schedule, and consequences. Parents often feel disoriented by this shift, especially when they still see immaturity or risky choices, but the book encourages a posture of respect rather than supervision. This transition involves moving from directing to relating, from correcting to connecting, and from leveraging authority to building trust. The goal is not detachment, but a healthier kind of influence that fits an adult-to-adult relationship. In practice, this means listening more carefully, asking better questions, and allowing space for adult children to grow through real responsibility. The book also acknowledges that the relationship may ebb and flow, with seasons of closeness and distance, so parents can stay steady without panicking. By adjusting expectations and learning new ways to engage, parents can remain an important, welcomed voice rather than becoming a source of pressure or conflict. Secondly, communication that preserves connection advice, criticism, and restraint. Burns is widely associated with the idea that unrequested advice is commonly received as criticism, even when parents intend to help. The book explores how quickly a well-meant comment can sound like disapproval, especially when adult children are forming identity, career direction, relationships, or parenting styles of their own. Instead of constant commentary, Burns encourages a communication style built on curiosity, affirmation, and timing. Parents are urged to wait for invitations to speak into sensitive areas and to focus on maintaining a tone that signals respect. This does not mean parents have no convictions. It means they express them in ways that protect relational access. The book also points parents toward mature conversation patterns where adult children are treated as capable decision makers. When difficult topics arise, the emphasis is on staying calm, refusing to escalate, and keeping the relationship more important than winning the moment. Over time, this kind of restraint can lower defensiveness, making it more likely that adult children will actually seek counsel. The larger outcome is a home environment that feels safe, where honesty is possible without fear of lectures. Thirdly, healthy boundaries helping versus enabling and financial limits. Another major focus is discernment about support. Burns distinguishes healthy help from enabling patterns that prolong dependency. Parents may feel needed when they rescue adult children repeatedly, but the book challenges that impulse by reframing the parental goal as launching capable adults. This theme becomes especially concrete around money, housing, and ongoing problem solving. The book addresses questions many families face, such as what it means to set healthy financial boundaries, when to offer assistance, and how to avoid unintentionally rewarding irresponsibility. It also speaks to the increasingly common situation of adult children moving back home. In that scenario, Burns emphasizes the importance of clear expectations and mutual respect, including boundaries around household responsibilities, timeframes, and contributions. Rather than vague arrangements fueled by guilt or anxiety, the book encourages explicit agreements that protect both relationship and family stability. These boundaries are presented not as punishment, but as love with structure, giving adult children room to mature. The takeaway is that supportive parents can still be generous, while remaining wise, consistent, and clear, reducing resentment and confusion on both sides. Fourthly, keeping the welcome mat out, repairing strain and staying available. The welcome mat image captures the book's emphasis on ongoing openness, even when adult children disappoint, disagree, or pull away. Burns recognizes that adulthood can bring relational strain, including seasons of reduced contact and, in some cases, estrangement. The book encourages parents to resist retaliatory distance or constant pressure, choosing instead a posture of steady availability. This can look like consistent kindness, invitations without manipulation, and a willingness to own mistakes when appropriate. The point is to keep a clear relational pathway so adult children know they can return for connection, support, or counsel. Burns' approach also implies emotional boundaries. Parents can remain open-hearted without making every choice their adult child makes a referendum on their own worth. By separating love from control, parents increase the chance that future conversations will be possible. The welcome mat posture can also shape how parents respond when adult children face consequences. Rather than "I told you so," the book pushes toward compassion and practical support that does not remove responsibility. Over time, this relational consistency can help families move from tense standoffs to more honest and respectful interaction, even when differences remain. Lastly, faith, values, and legacy influence without coercion in a new season. Because Burns writes from a Christian worldview, the book addresses how parents can navigate spiritual concerns without turning faith into a battleground. Many parents grieve when adult children question belief, disengage from church, or adopt values that conflict with what they were taught. Burns encourages prayer and patience, alongside relationship building that preserves trust and credibility. Rather than arguing constantly, parents are guided toward living out convictions in a way that stays attractive and approachable. The book also broadens the idea of legacy beyond control or rule-keeping, focusing on what parents ultimately leave behind: love, confidence, and a sense of belonging. In later life stages, this connects naturally to grandparenting. Burns includes practical thinking on influencing grandchildren appropriately, typically by respecting the authority of the parents and building supportive family rhythms. Another recurring idea is creating meaningful shared experiences, sometimes described as serious fun, that help adult children want to stay connected. The underlying claim is that influence is strongest when relationship is strong. By combining conviction with humility, parents can keep conversations about faith and values open, even when outcomes unfold slowly. In conclusion, doing life with your adult children is best suited for parents who feel the ground shifting now that their children are grown, as well as grandparents who want to stay close to the next generation without overstepping, readers who are navigating tension around life choices, finances, a child moving back home, or value disagreements will find the book especially practical because it aims at real situations rather than abstract theory. The key benefits are relational, clearer communication, fewer reactive conversations, stronger boundaries, and a calmer mindset that treats adulthood as a new phase of influence rather than a final exam. For Christian readers, it also offers a framework for holding faith convictions while prioritizing connection, prayer, and patient witness. What makes the book stand out in the parenting category is its concentration on a stage many resources treat lightly: the messy middle between launching and fully established adulthood. Burns' message is both bracing and hopeful, asking parents to stop trying to manage outcomes and instead become the kind of presence adult children choose to return to. Compared with general parenting books, it is more focused on restraint, boundaries, and long-term relational access, which are often the decisive issues once authority is gone. If you would like to support Jim Burns' A Feiye, D, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.